Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
As the cat Zoltan does a little, pulls a wheelie and runs out of the room like an insane cat. That is the most odd cat that I've ever had, and I've had a lot of cats. Anyway.
Well, it's also odd because it's Zoltan, which you would think would be a boy cat, but girl. Now, now crashing through gender barriers.
Yeah, way to eschew, just gender-specific assignments. Hey, this is Indie
Circuit.
And we're
back.
This is Indie Circuit, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. I almost said Indie Circuit of Go-Go. I was like, because there's too much of go-go in my life. No. I got Saki Bomb a go-go, and Slow Robot a go-go, and yes. Anyway, my name's Mal. With me, as always,
Promi.
And this is, of course, the show that brings you all kinds of awesome indie music that you're like, I've never heard of them before, because no one's ever heard of them before.
That's what, it's ultra indie.
It's like meta indie. It's so indie that indie people don't even know. From the Indy 500 in India. Wow, that's a lot of indie. I'm going to stop saying that now. It's been a long week.
I was thinking you should have called Daddy-O Daddy-O a go-go.
Daddy-O go-go. They'd be like, no. Yeah. Boy, you know what? It's kind of been crazy.
The printing business.
I have a silk screening side business that's just kind of like, it is what it is, a guy in a garage kind of thing. For
that
now,
would have also been a good name
for now, yeah, guy in a garage, screen printing. They'd be like, okay. it's starting to actually pick up. I did a couple for The Blonde.
Yeah.
I did now...
Did she finally get you the shirts?
Yeah, it's all done.
Yeah, there was
I got
all
the
drama
shirts
over that. I
all
think she
done.
Thought she was going to stand there and watch you make them, and I'm like, she's like, I don't think it's going to take that long. And she didn't say she was going to stand there and watch you, but the way she said it, it sounded like she was thinking it was going to be like a while she waits type of thing. And I'm like, well, I think he's got it all set up, but it's a little involved, and he washes them to make sure the print is.
She got that because she dropped them off. Like I just said, hang them on the doorknob, and I'll get them. And so then they were there, and I did them that night, but. So I did those, and now M from Olden Days Graphics.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a one-off for her sister, and I got three that I'm doing for where I work, and then I got another 50 or another 100 I'm doing for where I work. That's like a long-term thing. I'm like, man, it's picking up, but it's always three or four shirts. I think my whole life is going to just be like those tiny runs and... Because I don't really care about that. I don't mind that, to be honest with you. I don't... No, I mean...
So it's okay for you, the setup and everything for that?
Yeah, I got it. It's I'm still making money, and it's... I don't know, you make more...
Charge a little more for the tiny runs, right?
Not much. The Blonde got a... whoops, I thought there was two shirts, but there was five discount. But I didn't care about it. It was something like... didn't have the shirts yet, and she said, how much? And I was like, oh... So just like $12 or whatever. Then I got home and I was like, But yeah, I mean, it's still okay. I still did fine. A run like that, and it was just kind of a one color swipe, flash swipe done. I don't mind that. I kind of actually it suits my my brain I think better. I kind of actually like just doing one and doing a couple of them, and it's like, oh, okay.
As long as that doesn't become a volume thing, as in, I got 30 orders for three shirts each.
I was like, oh, my God.
I got, okay, you're like, Mal, the short order screen printer. Like, okay, Mal, we got three orders of two. We've got one order of seven. We got two orders of one.
Okay, those little
and
things.
A side of six. Yeah, a little
metal things that you put tags in.
Yeah.
It's funny because M was like, oh yeah, it's for Valentine's Day. I was like, no, okay, that's like Tuesday. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna do those screens tonight. And I was thinking, and then she doesn't have the artwork yet, and then she doesn't have the shirt yet, and I was like, that's all like nothing. It's no big, because she's really good with that stuff. She could probably knock out whatever it is. But she said her sister tried to do it on that, what's the thing where you upload crap to online. It's like a
A few of them. Cafe Press.
There was something like that. I think it was that
30
one.
$30 a shirt.
But she said it didn't go well, and I was like, uh-oh. What am I getting myself into? Yeah. But whatever. It's whatever. So, fun. I like it, but it also adds a little bit of pressure sometimes when you're kind of figuring out the week, like, okay, when am I going to clean the screens down? When am I going to do the emulsion and let them sit overnight to dry? Because the studio becomes the dark room. I pulled the dehumidifier out. The drying rack is tuck some. It's
I either, thought that was just for your cigar collection.
No. So underneath the desk is either your chair or the drying rack up on its side, which that's where that is. So they flip whenever I'm doing it. So I have to figure this stuff out. All right, enough of that. Enough of the inner workings of a guy in a garage that slings ink. Let's listen to some music, and then we'll be back to talk about things after this long week. I think we're both kind of put through the ringer a little bit. It's kind of mentally checked out. But hey, we'll channel our inner chi and give you all kinds of groovy. Okay, we'll be right back.
1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt?
You do what's expected. size you. Follow your bliss, let your life revolve around this. Follow your bliss, and your soul drinks happiness. You forge your career because its glitter astounds you. Yet your smile's gone missing and boredom surrounds you. Now the joy of the spleen is an art that confounds you. And the escapes you seek can't halt the weight that pounds you.
I'm drawn to the light, and what it is. persistent. Dancing on the sun, swinging in the rays. Tomorrow shining in my eyes. Dancing on the sun as it radiates. Shaking off the black of night. Of night, of night, of night. Of night, of night, of night. Dive into it. Dancing on the sun, swinging in the rays. Tomorrow shining in my eyes. Dancing on the sun as it radiates. Shaking off the black of night. Of night, of night, of night.
All I'm saying is I just want to look back and say that I did it the best I could while I was stuck in this place. Had as much fun as I could when I was stuck in this place. Played as hard as I could when I was stuck in this place. Dogged as many chicks as I could when I was stuck in this place.
I can't pull Promi away from his work email. It's the octopus has pulled him into the dark abyss.
Yeah.
Yes, that was, of course, Bongo Boy Beach. Of course, everyone.
Who else would that have been?
Yes, that was, let's see, who's on that one? Because that's a various artist. It's really good stuff. I played you Mark Baxter's Great Escape. I played A Year from Monday, Follow Your Bliss. And Esquel featuring Bruno Alexander, Dancing on the Sun. I don't know, that sounds like it'd be kind of hot. Oh, it's so hot. Hot or not. Ugh, yuck, remember
hot
that?
Hot or not. Oh,
no. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, I...
Thanks for that, Mal.
Sorry I drug up that horrible late 2000s
Nostalgia
reference.
And retro is only cool when it's actually, you know, a
yes.
Cool reference.
Boy, you know, it's been, like as I alluded to on the front end, it's been one of those weeks where you're kind of... You drag yourself out of a Friday going, oh my God, how am I going to, I don't know how many more of these days I got in me, you know, from just being through the ringer and work tensions and stress up through the roof, you know, and I was like, I was kind of like trying to like plan out my week, and I was like, what can
you were trying to discuss show topics with me, and I'm like, dude,
I just shot something over because I was like, eh, whatever.
I felt bad because for the amount of time I actually put into that email, I probably could have thought a little more about the topics. But
nah, it's all right. We're both kind of spent a little bit. And I was, but I was sitting there like kind of writing out my weekend. I noticed I get stuff done when I make a list. I'm not really a list guy, but but sometimes I have to be. So it's like, you know, I plan out like shows are on Friday. You know, emulsion for the screens Friday p.m., burn the screens on Saturday morning, you know, and then just fill it in. And even yeah. like, and then, but then I had a little sub thing of like, okay.
It gives you a kind of a sense of urgency.
Right. And I was like, what's gonna refresh me? And I started like thinking, I really like just, you know, watching movies, chilling out. And I was like, kind of like Big Lebowski. I haven't watched that for a while.
I always thought it was beer for you.
Yeah.
I,
oh, you know. I'll have beer too. Okay. On Saturday night, I'll have some. I actually have
or dandelion wine.
I have a case of Zima. You remember Zima?
Do they still make that, or is
no,
this vintage?
No, but they brought it back for like a limited run. This is a couple months ago.
They
brought
pulled
it back
to the future. Yep. Pepsi free. Huh?
And I was like, yes. And I went up and bought a case of it. Wow. So I think I'll have some Zima. And I was like,
sure, if that's something to be excited about or not. It's
dude, the thing with Zima.
I was technically not of drinking age when that was a thing, so.
I'll tell you what. The thing with Zima, then, this happened to me numerous times, which is why I stopped drinking it.
The bottles are cool. I remember that.
I would be, like, watching a movie or just
like lime flavored or something,
right? Yeah, it was like Sprite. I'd be sitting there and I'd be, like, watching a movie, and within 30 minutes I would look over and there'd be seven empty bottles, and I'm like, uh-oh, you know, like literally
I remember when we were doing the BOD and we suddenly started getting into wine coolers for some reason, and you were over there, you drank like five of them, and then by the end of the show you were like falling out of your chair drunk, and it's like,
that's,
dude, these have got three times the alcohol content of a beer.
That's the problem. I can hold my liquor. But not when you drink, because when you drink 6.5 hours, 7.5 hours, or maybe even an hour, let's say an hour.
Because you're used to doing that with beer, and beer doesn't have that kind of alcohol, well, and those don't taste that strong.
You can't drink beer like that.
Yeah.
Like beer, you're clocking probably one every 40 minutes. This, or, well, maybe two an hour, whatever. Like, you can drink faster, but I don't. Because it has a natural, like, cadence with me.
But you drink those things like they're fruit punch and, like, you've been outside doing yard work all day.
Yeah. And then you're, like, sitting there like, well, I either ride the lightning and just finish this out and hit 12 and nosedive, or I stop and get a hangover within, like, 30 minutes.
I remember being in this room with Man With No Name and, it, like, us both watching you, like, we're gingerly nursing ours, and you're, like you're in a Pepsi commercial, you know, and
that's
thinking, like,
That's the rub with these things. So I'm going to pull six out of the case and put those in the fridge, and that's it. Like, so I'm going to start with beer.
You should freeze them. That way there's a time delay in how quickly you can drink one.
I'll have the brain freeze like Beavis and Butthead, since we're pulling out all these old 90s references. Out
and then put it on top of the oven, you know, while something's cooking for a few minutes, and then, like, as it melts, you can drink.
But I was also thinking, like, you know, what movies would be a good thing to, like, dust off. I haven't seen Big Lebowski for years.
Well, if you're going to do a Zima, like, I'm thinking some old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, I was going to do Tron and Tron Legacy. I love the first Tron.
Is that Zima didn't... Zima's completely out of the eras for both of those.
No, I know. And that's fine. I mean, right. I'm not really riding the 90s wave. I could,
I was going to say, like, you could do Last Action Hero while drinking your Zima. That would actually be appropriate.
Commando. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger when he's killing people with saw blades?
Commando's a little too early for that, too, though. I'm trying to get you into the actual window there.
I could put, like, Rad or Breakin'. You know, I could watch Breakin'.
You might be able to get away with Breakin'.
Did you know?
That's still a little early for Zima.
Did you know that Breakin' was one of the first Jean-Claude Van Damme movies?
Really?
He was one of the dudes shaking his moneymaker in the crowd around that first dance-off.
So by a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, you mean Jean-Claude Van Damme was in it.
See,
I'm thinking, like, I don't remember seeing him on the cover of that box.
See, this is a weird... A while ago, out of nowhere, I just decided to do this. I watched every single Jean-Claude Van Damme movie in chronological order. And that included...
I won't ask why.
I just wanted to. And then that included his first one was Missing in Action. And he was just a guy driving the Jeep. And he only appeared for like 3 seconds. But I watched it so I could say, okay, well, I got the first one. And then the second one was Breakin' 2, I think it was. And he was like shaking it. And I was like, well, there he is. So I checked that one. And I actually did this feat of watching every single Jean-Claude Van Damme movie in chronological order. It was pretty incredible.
You know, I don't think I ever want to see another one of those movies again because
Breakin' or Jean-Claude?
Jean-Claude.
Ah.
I wouldn't object to seeing him in a new movie. But I don't think I ever want to go back to, like, Time Cop or that one where he was sort of a... I don't remember the name of it, but he was, like, a loner, a drifter that goes into a town, and there's some kind of a...
There's, like, mining, nine of them in a row.
Kind of like a mining operation, and a woman, and they're trying to get her off her property. I don't remember the name of that one, but...
That was the one where he fixes up the motorcycle.
Yeah.
It was, like, not, like, Lionheart. Lionheart.
Was that it?
It was Lionheart, yeah.
I mean, like, I actually have good memories of all these, and I'm pretty sure those would be destroyed if I watched it again.
I actually liked it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I could... Just watching, what was the Mars one with Arnold?
Total Recall.
Total Recall. Just seeing that one again and with my adult eyes in this era hurt me.
See, I still love them.
It hurt my. I mean,
I still you
can,
love them.
I mean, it can be appreciated on a different level, but it's like Goonies. I haven't seen Goonies in forever. Mm. I'm pretty sure I don't want to see Goonies because the memory of Goonies, I'm sure, is a lot better than Goonies.
See, some stuff holds up and some stuff doesn't. Goonies doesn't.
But also keep in mind, Goonies was made for like 8 year olds.
Yeah, and
so
1980s 8 year olds. Not now. I know. There's a lot of stuff like that. But I actually found them very fun and quaint. You know which ones don't hold up? The freaking Chuck Norris stuff. It is ungodly. If you go back and watch Missing in Action or one of those like some of those first ones, because that's when I saw that one and I was like, oh my God. And then there was one called like the Pyramid or the Paragon or some crap. And I watched that and I was like, wow, these are the dregs. These are bad. And I'm saying that.
I actually started to watch Big Trouble in Little China and I had to stop it because I don't remember what point I got to in it, but it wasn't very far. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to cross a point of no return.
I either make an investment or
if
no.
If I stop this now, my childhood, this element of my childhood remains intact.
The idea
of the guy getting pissed off and his head blowing up will still be what I remember it being. I'm like, but if I go any further,
this might not end well for us.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's kind of weird because a lot of stuff I rewatch and I'm like, oh, that I still love it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're like, what a bunch of hokum. You know, like there's some stuff it just doesn't work.
Okay, P.T. Barnum. Hokum. Who uses that anymore?
I tried to bring back like 23 Skidoo and Hokum, and you know, I like old slang, but yeah. So I don't know. I think Big Lebowski is a safe one.
Yeah, that was
and,
safe.
And
I mean, movies like that and Pulp Fiction. So those aren't gonna.
Yeah,
those aren't gonna be bad.
Maybe Man with the Iron Fist. That's one I like. All right, we're gonna take a trailer break, and then when we come back, we're gonna jump right into some new fresh music for your head and butt.
Paramount Pictures presents
a dual ghoul double scream show.
Scream number one,
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell.
See the eeriest transplant in the history of horror. His brain came from a genius, his body from a killer, his soul came from hell.
It's the newest and most frightening Frankenstein ever filmed.
Scream number two, Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter.
The only man alive feared by the walking dead. Warn the night creatures and the blood family. Captain Kronos is here!
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. Plus,
Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter. All shot.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now scream!
Engine. Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Yes, sirree. I want to tell you something. If you're hungry, you got to come on down to our concession stand because we got some good stuff down here. We got hot dogs, only 25 cents. You get all the onions you want on them. We got hot buttered popcorn, 10 cents a box. And we got those crispy hot French fries. Yum, yum. I love them with ketchup. And they're only 25 cents an order. And a big old pile of them. Want to tell you something coming up soon. And that movie will be here in a few minutes at intermission time. We'll be for about the next 10 minutes. We're going to be out here playing music and letting you come on down to the concession stand and use the restroom or whatever. But I want to remind you that in about a week, I think it's in 9 days, in nine more days, we're having a very special movie coming out, and it's called A Man with the X-Ray Eyes. You could hide nothing from him. He couldn't lose when he was playing cards. Women couldn't tell what he was looking at when he was looking at them. And he could see inside your car. The Man with the X-Ray Eyes, starring Ray Milan. And also on the same big bill that night, we got The Flesh Creeper, starring Sonny Tufts. The theater's not responsible for you being scared to death. We also have The Horror of Party Beach, a weird atomic beast who lives under a motel. It lives off of the blood and the eyeballs of people in that motel. It stars Eula Bell Moore and Inez Franklin. And you can. I want you to make sure that you do this tonight because Mr. Duncan told me a minute ago that everybody's got to remember to put that speaker back on the post when they leave the theater. Anyone caught stealing a speaker will be prosecuted. I can't imagine why anybody would want to steal one of our speakers. But some people do, and I guess they use them as car radio speakers. And during this intermission tonight, we're having a man that's guessing your weight here, raising money for the Triune Methodist Church here in Greenville, South Carolina. For only a nickel, he will tell you within 5 pounds of how much you weigh, and he will tell you within a year of how old you are. So come on down to the concession stand and donate a nickel, and he'll tell you how much you weigh. If he's wrong, you still have to leave the nickel, but it's just fun doing it. And come on down and enjoy some of the great food we have down here, soft drinks, candy bars, and the food here at the concession stand is so good. It just melts in your mouth, everything down here. I love them barbecue sandwiches, delicious hot dogs, all kind of good thing, pizza. Let's have some more music before that movie starts back up. And if I want each and every one of you to drive safely when you go home tonight, but make sure you put the speakers back on the post when you get through. Here's more music for you.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
If you want to win the race, learn to set the pace. Think fast. Heels got a leather rubber squeal thing. Just ask yourself what Big Daddy would do. I think. In a souped-up Chevy or a flashing Ford, think.
it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was one of my favorites, the Ghastly Ones. Man, I have a bunch of their stuff. That was from 2009, Gears and Ghoulfinks. Very horror-themed surf kind of music. I played Cargoyle, not Gargoyle, Cargoyle, get it? And Raiders Coach. Wait, not the Raiders Coach. That's not John Gruden. Raiders Coach. Think Fink and Ghoul Fink Stomp.
What an incredible smell you've discovered.
Sorry about that.
All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow.
Sorry.
Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny meow, is it?
All right, we are back. So, yes. What'd you think of that drop in the...
You know, I'm a little pissed because I actually went into the other room for my barbecue sandwich and there was nothing there.
But we know that you can get yourself...
False advertising, and the fries were not 25 cents.
Wee doggy, you can use all the onions you want.
Sally the beer witch in there told me it was going to be $4 for the fries.
And then
so.
She punched in your face. Yeah. It was weird. So it was like 25 cents for the ice. Yes, that is a throwback. You know, I do another show called Slow Robot A Go Go, and it's all B movies. It's a long running show. It's an excuse to watch really, really bad movies. And, you know...
Which Sally the Beer Whip says you're now doing when you don't have assignments for the show.
No, I just watch them all the time.
She seems very distraught about that.
I can't help it. Dr. Morbius, who was my partner on that show for a long time, he moved...
From Parts Unknown.
He moved back to Parts Unknown. So, you know, he gave me this folder with all this crazy... the trailers. The trailers I play on this show. I play them on that. And there's all these crazy old... 60s and 70s, and that was in there. I was like, well, that little slice of gold right there. Like, just, what is that? And they're like, oh my God.
Comedy silver.
It's yeah, your first place for second-rate comedy. All right, here's some music. We might be back, or maybe not, but I think we might be back to say goodbye, because I know you'd miss us. But make sure you stay tuned in for our BOGO Hour of Power Part 2, which is, of course, Sake Bomb A Go Go. And, of course, that's the phrase that Promi hates, so I had to shoehorn it in here somehow. All right, here's some music.
We will disguise you as a terrorist and take you deep into the Middle East. If your acting is successful, you'll be able to get us all the information we need to stop this whole thing from happening. Of course, if you're not interested, there's the door.
All right, thanks.
Huh. See, there's this girl, Vicky Valancourt. She may be the devil, Mama said that. Consequently, I'm prohibited from contact with her. But I hope to get past that one day, because she has to talk to.
Oh my God, yes, that was, of course. Who was that? Tombstones in Their Eyes. And why did I shut the folder? I'm dumb. I played I Want to Fly, separate. No, I Want to Fly, space, separate. So there you go. Make sure you check them out. I'm going to hyperlink on our page. I've been doing that fairly diligently. We have a Facebook page for Sake Bamagogo and Indie Circuit, so why don't you like and follow that page? Give my ego a boost. And I always put links to the bands you play, so if you're at your Cube Farm and you go, oh, I like that band, I wonder, well, you can find them by, if you can't remember, you'll be like, oh, okay, well, here's their page, and clickety-click, click, and yay for technology. I think that's it for this week. We got anything? You got anything?
Not like, for this show. I'm saving it for the second hour of Power.
So stay tuned, and if you're downloading from archives, then go get the other one. That's the Sake Bamagogo. Okay, that's it for this week. See you next week. Thanks for listening, all.